You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Okay, folks, so this is the first time that I've been back on the microphone in my office over here back in Scarborough, Maine, since my trip down to Boston to go to Bropocalypse 2017, which was an amazing venture. I know I released one podcast from the depths and the woods of Calais, Maine, but this is the first one back in the comfort of my own home and also here on the YouTube podcast. So here's the thing. What an amazing experience everything was. We went down there to Boston, met up with some really great people, made some great connections, had some really, really great moments of everybody together, just fighting the same cause, same fight, same everything in general. And I think it's pretty amazing that we're together in this fight. And there's such a great camaraderie and a great bond between everybody that was there. It's just something that is heartwarming, fulfilling, and just gives you a boost of energy across the board. And so today on the video, if you couldn't see, I've got my dog tags. Basically says WW Warrior on it. I got two of them to be able to look like my regular dog tags when I was in the military. And then I've also got my No Finish Line Nation wristbands on to be able to represent and remind me every time that something is going a little bit awry or a little bit off. I know that I've got something I can lean in on, I can look at to be able to quantify and be able to say, yep, that's the reason why I'm doing this. And that's one of the reasons why I have others that are not only depending on me, but also are there to be able to help me and hold me accountable to the things that I want to do. So one of the things that I'm going to do with today's coffee talk is a pretty special moment that I had when I was in Boston. I only got about three interviews when I was down there. One was with Jonathan Giordano, or Mud Hustler, who's one of the other admins on the page of No Finish Line Nation. Kelly Hatinga, or Kel Het on Connect, he also did an interview with me. And I got some of an interview with Heidi, Heavens 13. There were some other ones that I wanted to get done, but I was having some technical audio issues at the time. So I'm going to work out some actions to be able to try to record some calls that they might be able to call up and be able to record bits and pieces of some of the questions that were asked of the folks that were on the panel or just came to the Bropocalypse in general. And I'd love to be able to incorporate some of that moving forward. So if there's a question that comes up, you can email it to liquidchano1973@gmail.com. If it's for anybody in particular, I can go ahead and forward that question or be able to ask that question of somebody that you might in particular want to hear from. And then I can go ahead and reach out and try to find out or investigate or even do a little written piece for them to answer your question that you might have, not only through just the regular forum of Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever other social media, but also with the podcast and with the YouTube video here and through Coffee Talk. So keep those comments coming, keep those questions coming across the board to make sure we can keep answering things and keeping it more about you than it is about me. Right, we learned at the Bropocalypse, if you got a chance to see the Facebook Live session, if you haven't seen it, please do see it. There's a lot, so many inspirational people that were up on that stage, along within the audience. It was just incredible. So watch it if you can, because you're going to be inspired. I guarantee you, you're going to be inspired by somebody, whether it was Marianne, JP, Chef William, anybody across the board that was up there on that forum. Sophie from Tracking Is the New Black. All kinds of great people that were up there that are in the journey, that are in the trenches, that are trying to fight the good fight just like you are. And it was so relatable. And if you didn't walk away from there feeling energized and ready to take on the world, I got to tell you, you're living under a rock. So what I did was I went back to the room after the Bropocalypse had happened and the ground was still settling and we were going to go out for the evening with some festivities and just kind of connect before we all had to leave and depart our own ways. And one of the things that I did was I did the interview with Mud Hustler. Now, our interview is about 12 minutes long. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to incorporate it in with this podcast. Now, on the video feed, it's not going to come into play. So what I'll do is I'll take a pause and then I'll go ahead and bring in the audio for the podcast, but the video I'm going to keep going and we'll go ahead and reflect on things to do with the interview. And there was a couple of great questions that came out. One of them, as you all know, with as Jonathan is a weightlifter and he's big and strong. He's got tattoos and big muscles. A couple of questions that came in were really focused and catered towards things that he can bring to the journey and can help to gather some insight and be able to share some of his thoughts around people that want to be successful like he is, with making sure we're making good decisions, but also lifting and incorporating exercise with it to be able to move forward with it. So I'm going to take a pause right now to make sure that the video feed can go ahead and know what we're doing. And then I'm going to go ahead and incorporate the audio in with this point to be able to bring it in. So here's the interview that I did with Jonathan Giordano, or otherwise known as the Mud Hustler. Hey peeps, we're here in Boston at Bropocalypse 2017, and I just want to be able to let you guys know it's an honor for me to be able to have the one and the only Mud Hustler here with me this evening. And I know I talked to you guys all about having some interviews and talking to these folks about stuff and asking some questions. A couple questions I just want to ask these guys. You sent them in. I thank you so much for reaching out to do it. But Mud, I'm so glad to have you here with us.
Thanks, buddy. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And I love that I'm on like this crazy podcast with this cool mic in my face.
It's a huge microphone.
This microphone definitely goes with you. This is the perfect microphone for you.
Huge
this
mic.
Big mic is it's a little intimidating.
It is. It is. But it intimidates me.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. And I love Coffee Talk. So I'm very happy to be here and be part of this.
Awesome, man. So if you guys haven't checked out the Facebook Live that was done earlier today, check it out, man. People have been sharing it. What an amazing experience it was. We'll talk a little bit about that on the back end of the two questions, because I think the guy that really kind of threw everything together originally is here with me right now. So we'll reflect a little bit longer about that part of it too. So here's the first question for you, man. All right, so I got a question coming in from Kirby Myers. This is a great question for you more specifically. I loved it. It was, I didn't join Weight Watchers just to lose weight. I joined to be healthy and to be strong. I love strength training, but I'm often mentally conflicted between losing weight and gaining lean muscle mass. How do you fight through that mental battle?
Yeah, that is a tough one, because I'm there, man. That's my whole thing. It's the scale, right? We can't judge this whole journey by that one measurement, by that one tool.
Right.
We are living that healthy life, and Kirby sounds like, you know, he's right on with what he wants to do. He wants to get strong. He wants to get healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, the weight loss is the after effect of that stuff. But if you're gaining lean muscle mass, don't worry about the scale. Take some measurements. You know, how are your clothes fitting? How do you feel? Are you feeling strong? Do you feel confident? Do you have energy? You know, all those things. Take those things into consideration. Don't worry. Don't take the pressure off the scale. Don't worry about that. You're going to lean out. You just keep building that muscle. You keep following the program and doing your thing, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's something I struggle with too, man. So to be honest with you, I've always been a lifter, always been somebody that's been in the gym. And for me, when I started to lose weight, the pounds were going down and I was feeling really good about it. But every time that I would go into the gym, I would start to go back up. So I love what Mud just said, and the fact that it's not about the number on the scale. Right. It isn't about it. You take those measurements, like you said. Yes. Give yourself other points of data to be able to lean in on for you to be able to be, because I know I need data. I need it. I got to have something I can track and be able to do it. And if it's the weight going up, or let's say, for instance, if you're on there, you're benching or you're doing some sort of weightlifting, and or you're even your size of your arms or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Measure those things out. Do those kind of things. It's not about the number on the scale. So great job.
Think about one thing. I mean, take a look at a marathon runner, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're running for distance. They train a lot differently than someone who's a sprinter, for instance, right?
Yep.
Totally different bodies, totally different. They're both very healthy. They're both very, you know, look at it that way. Now, if you're weight training, you're going to have a different type of body than someone who's just, you know, doing cardio and following the program and trying to lose. If you're hitting the weights and you're in the room and you're training and you're following the program, the scale's going to be different. Your body's going to be different. You know, what do you really want? Is it the weight loss or is it the health? You know, is it that strength? You know, find that balance with everything. You know, the whole program. And, you know, it's just one tool. There's so many other measurements.
I so agree.
I love it, man. Thank you so much for those answers. All
right,
so
right on.
Question number two. No, question number two, brother.
Two.
So, by the way, I just want to let you know.
Two.
I got a Johnny Walker Black right over here and a Miller Lite
coming up. Yeah, so this is a combo. It is coffee talk, but mm-hmm. it is scotch talk. It is like, what time is it? It's 9:15 on a, what night is this, Saturday?
This is Saturday.
This has been crazy.
Saturday evening of Bropocalypse, okay. My friend.
So it's a Saturday late night.
Late night. Late night with Shane.
You know, you got this big mic here in that, like, really deep, sexy voice. I'm a little intimidated with my squeaky little voice here with the big mic.
Oh, man, this is my world, man. This is my world. You're what's in the gym. Like you got the recipes.
I know. I might have to just throw you around to the gym tomorrow. All right, question two. Let's do this.
All right, question two. Here we go. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
The question is, through this journey, how do you stay focused?
Huh?
How do you stay focused in this journey? How do you stay focused on the task at hand?
What? I can't even stay focused right now. All right. How do I stay focused? Man, I'll tell you one thing. Man, focus is important. It's important in my weight training. I mean, I talk to myself and I'm like, stay focused. Just focus.
Yep.
You know, focus through everything. You know, you focus on the goal, you focus on the pain, you focus on all that.
Yep.
How do I stay focused? Man, that is a heavy question.
Do you think it is something that you have to put a lot of work into to stay focused? Because I know me, I get distracted so easily. I do.
I do too. I mean,
I have to work at it.
I do. It is work. Man, it's different kind of focus though.
Yeah.
My mind's all over the place. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm always focused. I'm health focused right now.
Yeah.
How do I stay that way? Man, that is a deep question.
What's your triggers, right? So I think, although it was a very general question.
Yeah.
What is it that you use that is going to be something that's going to help you be able to reframe that, right? Because if I get distracted, I get the fluttering going and the monkeys in the head. I need something that's going to bring me back to what the ground zero for me. What is that?
Just, you know, when I feel like I'm slipping,
mm-hmm.
I think of how I felt at my lowest, you know, in the emergency room.
Yep.
You know, with the doctors, the intervention, all that. Because it's easy to just say, man, you know, I'm going to coast.
Right.
It's easy to do that. You get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. You just got to, you know, you got to think. You know, I know this is a lifetime thing. It's for life. We preach no finish line.
Right.
But it's easy to lose focus. It really
is.
And sometimes you just got to kind of rein it in and just, like, have that talk with yourself.
Right.
You know, and talk to a buddy like you. I lose focus. You lose focus. You talk to me.
I do.
You know, talk to somebody. You know, be honest with yourself.
Yep.
You know, don't settle, because we all just tend to get comfortable and start to settle.
Right.
And I think that you just, you know, be honest. I don't have an A B answer, man.
Right.
It's
layered.
A tough one.
It's layered.
Man, why are you gonna give me a tough, heavy question?
Because everything
else. You hit me with the easy one, and then you hit me with how do you stay focused? It sounds easy. It's not easy. That's a tough one. I don't know.
Well, okay. So hold on. I'm gonna dissect that real quick. So here you are. You said that when you reflect back on your journey, when you were in the hospital, and you were high blood pressure, and it was you were rock bottom in your mind. You're rock bottom, right? That's your driver, bro. Listen, I get all the other layers, right? That's your ground zero, right? That's like my ground zero. My ground zero was to know that my doctor said, if you continue to go down the same road that you've been on, you're at 360 pounds, you're going to die soon. So you need to understand your high blood pressure is up there and everything. So for me, that also is my ground zero. And I use that as a motivating factor to say that's how I bring back the focus.
Who asked that question? Do we know?
Let's see.
See?
Now you're putting me on the spot.
I'm putting you on the spot.
All right. Well, see, I got editing software, so I can go ahead and...
you're going to edit... So much of this good stuff is going to be edited out. Oh, I hate you.
Oh, I lost it. I lost it. Actually,
it's all right. You know what? Whoever asked the question, that's a fabulous question.
Yeah.
And
it's important.
It's a tough question. There is no right answer to that question.
Right.
Because you could ask 10 people and you'll get 15 answers.
I agree 100%, you know? Man. I do.
But great question.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you for the two questions. But now what I want to do is I want to reflect a little bit on today. Right.
Man, today was wild.
It was insane.
Yeah.
The amount of people that we had in the room. And I know that a lot of people that wanted to come down to it. We had some logistics with the fact that we can only have a certain amount of people. We had Facebook Live. We've had so many people to view the videos. And it was powerful and insane. So if you were to sum it up today and just kind of think about how today went for in your mind,
yes,
from your perspective,
yes,
a person that started this last year as just a get-together of some buddies to get together to where it's gone to where we're at right now, how would you reflect on that? Like just looking at how today went.
First of all, I would say it is so successful.
Yeah.
Success in, man, I just left there. And I felt so powerful.
Yep.
I was just lifted, you know, it was like a high. It was like just, I was floating.
Me too.
I was floating. I was in a cloud and it was just the energy. I could have sat in a corner of that room and not said one word and I just would have been lifted up.
Yep.
It was unbelievable. The energy in the room, the passion, the people sharing. Man, it was just it was some really, really great experience, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's only gonna get bigger.
I know.
And it's only gonna get better.
You could feel it.
I don't know how the heck we're gonna do this.
I know.
How can we get bigger? This is huge. I'll tell you one thing. We're gonna have to get we need a bigger boat.
Need a bigger boat.
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
No, man, I agree with you 100%. I also want to call out the fact that at the end, and I also want to share this from my own perspective, being that as everybody sees on the photos and the pictures and stuff like that, that this is a good buddy of mine with Mud. And when the last person that shared, I was talking to Papa Mud, actually. We were sitting down having a conversation. We were
that's
just chatting.
That's my dad.
Yep. That's his dad. Yep. And we were chatting about the fact that how powerful is it that somebody was so emotional to be able to speak about what the impact of your recipes, where it could just be you just experimenting in mm-hmm. a kitchen, right?
Yeah.
That's all you're doing. You're experimenting, you're tasting, you want it to look good for you.
Yeah.
But to know that it had that kind of impact and all these people sharing these heartfelt stories of literally going, you changed my life.
It's amazing.
What? That's insane. It's amazing.
Just the fact, you know, the thing is, all I'm doing is, like I said today, I gotta eat.
Right.
I'm just journaling what I'm doing, and I'm sharing it. And this is what's working for me.
Yep.
And the fact that can help somebody else, that they say, hey, I can get in the kitchen and do that.
Right.
What the heck's stopping me from doing that? I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to experiment.
Exactly.
And I'm going to make it work for me. And that's really the small things that just help people.
It's powerful, dude.
Yeah.
You have empowered people to make things better for themselves and their lives.
Yeah,
and, it's a big
you know,
deal.
It is a big deal, and it's and I'm grateful for all this, you know. And
yeah.
I didn't set out to change anyone's life but my own.
Right.
And it's amazing to me that I can help anyone along this journey. Really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, it is pretty awesome. All right, man. So listen, you know, if you guys haven't had a chance to check out the live feed, it like I said, it's been shared, it's been recorded. It's going to be probably shared about 5,000 more times or whatever. But go on, check it out. It's some really, really powerful stuff in there with a lot of great people.
Yeah. Yeah, and just to let you know, the camera adds weight. No, I'm looking.
No, I felt that way, man.
I looked at that angle and I was like, man, couldn't they go a different angle? They're coming up like that. I look like...
It was angle from floor up.
I did not feel good about that.
No.
But no, it was really amazing stuff. And I hope that it reaches one person. That's
yeah.
worth it to me.
It is.
You know?
It completely is. And if you haven't had a chance to give a shout out to Jill and the work that she put into all this whole entire thing, just think, right, from a perspective of somebody putting together for that many people, live feed, everything else, she did such an amazing job with the forum she did. We couldn't be... With these forms that we're doing, what we are without the way that she does it, man. She's
no,
amazing.
No, you know, and I laid that all on her. And I'm
yep.
like, and I thanked her today. And I said, you know what, Jill, I'm sorry that, you know, it's a curse and a blessing. But, you know, it's my meeting and this is where it's going to be at.
Yep.
You're my leader. And she's been my friend and my leader
she's
for over 10
man.
Years.
Yep.
And nobody does it better. And that's why, you know, she's a big part of this whole movement and this whole thing. And. It's always going to be her, man. If I'm involved, it's always going to be her.
Going to be her all the way,
yeah.
man. All right. Well, listen, guys, thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for chiming in, Mud. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
I'll talk all night.
Yeah. We can keep on talking.
Okay,
no, Scott's talking.
I got to tell you, this mic got me, you know, I just want to, like, start rapping.
Doesn't it get you in the zone?
I feel like I'm like a, you know, Dr. Dre. I want to start, give me some turntables, something. I don't know, mixing board. Do we have any tools here? What can we do?
I don't. I do not have any turntables, man. I could have brought them if I thought about it.
We need to do something.
All right, guys. Listen, it's been great, and Mud, you're a good buddy of mine. You've been part of my journey. You've been an inspiration to me, and a lot of people look up to you and all of us. And it's just been a really, really great time in general. And we're looking forward to many more coming up.
I love it. I love it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk later.
Thanks.
So, that interview that I did with him was one that was based on a couple questions, and it's on the spot. It's pretty tough when you're doing an interview with somebody. So it was really great that I was able to actually sit down with them, have a good conversation. This is coming from somebody that actually started Bropocalypse, somebody that started this event that we wanted to throw together. And that I call a personal friend of mine. So the product that you guys see with No Finish Line Nation, the webpage, the Facebook page, is a product of us getting together to talk about coming up with some other ways to be able to make sure we connect people, interact with people, respond to people, do all the things that are necessary for us to do. And I think it's really important to discuss those types of things, because we're just regular people going through the journey just like you are. We're just regular folks. That's all we are. And I think that's what makes us connect with people a lot better, because people can look at me and say, you're just a regular guy that likes to eat good food, likes to eat food that looks tasty to you, but also can incorporate it in a way that you can continue to maintain or lose weight moving forward, staying healthy for the longevity of yourself and for the long-term effects for your family. And I think that's relatable to people. And I think that that's something that we've been able to tap into to really inspire or encourage people to discuss these kind of things, because maybe that wasn't there before. Maybe people don't have a tribe around them, so they use us as their tribe. So the interview was fun. The Bropocalypse was fun. This is the first one back. I know not a lot of inspirational section of it, but I think it's inspirational because it means something to me, where we went down to Boston and we spent time with some pretty amazing people and had some really good times together, but also connected and was able to make new bonds. And who knows what's going to happen next year. It could be bigger, could be grander. Think about this, though. Just a really quick thought. On No Finish Line Nation, we've been in existence on Facebook for less than 6 months. At the end of August, I think, is when our six-month mark is up. And we just went over 28,000 members. 28,000 people, including ourselves, that we all get together to share recipes, share accountability, hold each other up, pick each other up, celebrate in our victories, give ourselves a boost when we need it, hold each other accountable, all the different terms you can think of. It's such an amazing place that we've created. And I think that it's something, it's all created by you guys. So what we do is we just stand behind the scenes and we navigate, we walk through it, be able to make sure things are safe, make sure that people feel open and welcome towards sharing things that they might not have ever shared before. But on the back end, you guys, every single one of you that are out there posting videos, every single one of you that are out there adding value to the site is really what it's all about. It's exactly where what we imagined to happen. And in less than 6 months, 28,000 people all get together with one common purpose and one common goal and a safe environment that when you post something, you're not berated, or when you post something, you get some traction with it, some likes, some conversation, some different things. I think that's a really big thing in our journey. I mean, we live in a social media world where we have to, likes and those kind of things are pretty important in social media. But when you can get it on something that you might be struggling for the day with a recipe you're struggling with, or you might be struggling with the fact that you're maintaining and you're at a snail's pace, or you might be struggling with something that happened in your family or drama or whatever, and you can reach out at a click of a button to say, I need help, guys. This is my issue. This is where I'm at with everything. I need some assistance from my No Finish Line Nation crew. And you can have people that jump right in there to be able to say, oh, wait, yeah, so here, I've been through that. Or, oh, wait, what are you thinking? Like, you shouldn't be thinking that way, because you should be positive, or you should be thinking a different direction. Powerful, powerful stuff. The power of people getting together for a common cause and a common theme that we're all shooting for, and a common interest that we're all shooting for, is amazingly powerful when you think about it, because it doesn't happen a lot in today's society. It's mostly built around negativity, negative news, bashing, bullying, all those things. And what? How great is it that we had such a large portion? How humbling was it for me with Coffee Talks that when Jill, the leader, asked them to raise their hands at the Coffee Talk and say, how many of you listen or read Coffee Talks every day on NFLN, or No Finish Line Nation, or on Connect? And almost the entire room raised their hands. I'm just humbled by that whole thing. I didn't even know what to think. I think Heidi said my neck turned red and I was rubbing the back of my head thinking to myself, man, I cannot believe all these people are listening to me and my words. I'm just a dude that likes to be able to talk about stuff that dudes do. Or I'm just the guy that likes to talk about my experience and my journey and how thoughtful that I try to be with everything that I do. And people, that resonates with people, it blows me away. It just, it floors me in every way possible. So with that being said, I'm going to finish up this Coffee Talk podcast here right now, because what I want to do is I want to continue all my thoughts that I got running through my head. If you couldn't tell, I'm amped and I'm high energy and it's my first one back. And I got a lot of thoughts out there that I want to be able to get into podcast forms and be able to use it as a writing form in my blog and be able to send it out there. And if people are resonating with it, almost the entire room raised their hand saying that they listen to me. Oh boy, I got big shoes to fill, right? As this thing is growing more and more, Marianne Spinwich said something really, really amazing to me. And she said to me, she goes, you dedicated some time to be able to do this every day. You committed to that and you have not lost on that commitment. Because guess what? I'm important and it's for my journey, but also you guys are important because it's part of your journey also. And you guys rely on me to be able to put something out there, even if it's just a hello, high five, how's it going? But I rely on you. Because all the words and the comments and all the different stuff that goes on there is so important to my journey because it keeps me on track. It keeps me moving the right direction. And that's a really big deal. I believe that in my heart of hearts, that we need each other and we can keep on pushing forward. So with that being said, thank you so much for listening today. Again, on the video, I'm sorry that you weren't able to experience the Mud Hustler interview that I'm going to splice into the podcast in general, but you get the sense of where we're at with everything. And if you haven't listened to it, chime into the podcast and be able to sign up and subscribe and then list it out there, and you can or just listen to it right there and you can actually hear what the interview sounded like. Okay, have a great day, everybody. We'll talk later. Thanks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at LiquidShano1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.